Hi there, boys and girls. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club. We're mighty glad you've tuned in our way today. We hope you'll enjoy the broadcast. Have a pencil and paper ready to get our address after a while. And now, join the choir as they sing under the direction of Mr. Howard Woods. His way with thee. That's the way of joy and blessing. Although it's not always easy to do God's will, is it, boys and girls? And we ought to count the cost before we promise to be Jesus' disciple. Jesus said, "No man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God." Jesus wants you to trust him as Savior, and get on his side and stick to it all the way. That's the kind of soldier the Apostle Paul was. When he got saved, his life was totally changed, and he stood for the Lord Jesus Christ through all kinds of perils and beatings and terrors and heartache. And when we walk with that kind of dedication to the Lord as Paul did, then we know what the next song is about. Jesus is the joy of living. A wonderful answer to prayer. Why, Isaac and Rebecca had been praying for a baby, and would you believe God gave them a double dose and sent them twin boys? Why, that was a double blessing. They certainly hadn't expected that. And before the boys were even born, God told them that there would be two strong nations in these boys. Each of them would be a leader of a strong nation. But one would be stronger than the other, and the younger one would be ruler over the elder, that the elder one would serve the younger. Well, it was a joyful day when those two little boys were born. Now Rebecca, instead of having no babies, had two little wiggly fellas to take care of. But she didn't mind. She and Isaac were so thankful for him. They named the boys Esau and Jacob. And how glad they were to watch those little fellows grow until they were crawling. And then they began to learn to walk and laugh. And then they soon became good-sized boys who could run and play and go. Soon they were old enough to help with the chores around home, and they began to develop those individual differences that are so important in the children that God sends. And then they got bigger. And Esau, did he ever get big? Big, strong, strapping guy, you know, with a ruddy complexion and very hairy. And he's just different like that all his life. Boy, was he a crack shot, though, with a bow and arrow. And I'll tell you, he was something when it came to hunting. He got a reputation as a cunning hunter. And oh, his father was proud of him. He was proud to tell his friends about what a good hunter that Esau was. Because of his good skill as a hunter, he kind of got next to his daddy's heart. And Isaac loved Esau just a little bit better than he did Jacob. But that didn't seem to matter because Rebekah loved Jacob better than she did Esau. Because he was a quiet boy and kind of plain, and he didn't love to get out in the rough stuff and work in the field and be in the woods and hunting. He loved to be around home and work quietly and help with the flocks that were near home and at the housework. And he learned to be a pretty good cook, and all of it together he was such a help with his mother that she seemed to love him more. The boys grew, and sometimes they must have argued and carried on like some boys and girls probably listening today do, you know, and like brothers will. And when the boys got big, one day Esau, cunning hunter that he was, had been out in the field hunting I don't know how long, but it began to get late, and he began to get hungry, and he had hunger pains gnawing in his stomach, and he thought, oh, I got to get home. I got to have something to eat. I think I'm going to starve to death. I touched his head. I feel a little bit faint. And toward home he started. Boy, I tell you, when he got home, did he ever smell something good? You guessed it. Jacob was near the house. He had a fire going and a big pot hanging on top of the fire, and he had a wonderful pot of pottage going. Wonderful hot stew. The vegetables and lentils in there just cooking so soft, and oh, it was seasoned just right. And when the smell of it drifted through the air and met Esau's nose, whoo, he nearly swooned. It smelled so good. He just stumbled on closer to home. He said, Jacob, oh, I smell it. Give me some. Give me some of that pottage. I'm starving to death. You know, boys will exaggerate, won't they? Well, Jacob said, you are, huh? You think you're hungry? Jacob started to pour him up some, and then he had a good idea. He thought, here's my chance to get that birthright. Yes, that special birthright that father gives the oldest boy. And he said, I tell you what I'll do, old buddy Esau. I'll trade you a mess of pottage for your birthright. My what? Your birthright? You mean all that I should have because of being the older son you want for your wonderful bowl of stew? Well, either starve to death or sell it to me, 'cause I'm not going to give you a spoonful without it. Boy, you drive a hard bargain, but, shoo, I'm so hungry, what good is my birthright if I'm dead of starvation? He said, okay, it's a deal. Give me some food before I die. And, but I'm talking about if I give it to you, then you're going to give me your birthright? Have it. Give me some food. Promise? You going to give me your birthright? I promise. Now give me some food before I starve to death. And Jacob poured up a big, beautiful bowl of stew and gave it to his brother Esau for that birthright, that precious birthright that belonged to the oldest son. And Jacob thought smugly in his heart, "Well, well, that's one bowl of stew I'm glad I cooked, 'cause now I have the birthright." And he did have something wonderful to treasure. But do you think Esau cared about it? No, sirree. Boy, that stew went down so well and felt so warm and good in his stomach, and it strengthened him so that he began to perk up, and he sat up straight when he finished eating, and he ate all he wanted, and he drank all he could, and then he rose up from the table and went out his own way. Yes, sir, that birthright, the special blessing of God because of being the oldest child in the family, didn't mean anything to Esau. All he cared was about his immediate needs, his immediate comfort, and how good he could feel right now. Oh, he didn't have any care for spiritual things or God's blessing in his life. All he wanted was to take care of himself, and he went out his way. And that was the trouble with Esau, and that's the trouble with a lot of boys and girls. They're just so busy going their own way. You know, Isaiah tells us we've turned everyone to his own way. That's sin, boys and girls. That's doing your own way, wanting what you want when you want it. Now, in this case, it happened to be food that Esau wanted, but a lot of boys and girls want other things. Sometimes they want pleasure. They want to just go out and have a big time tonight and maybe have something to drink or try a cigarette or whatever else. But it won't matter. It's just one time. Oh, and they throw away their lives and their health and their testimony, their reputation, all on something they want to do right now because they want it when they want it. And they haven't learned to discipline themselves. They haven't learned to say no to wrong and evil. They just want what they want when they want it. And they destroy and throw away something that's permanent just for immediate satisfaction and pleasure. Oh, boys and girls, don't throw your life away. Listen, give your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. Turn from your way to His way. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Jesus is the way to heaven. Trust Him as your Savior. Give your life to Him, and then do His will. Not yours, but His. There's the way of satisfaction and joy. And now, God bless you until next week.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.